school pickup. I don't know what that means. I think that's what Kevin Spacey does now. All right.
Hey Siri, who has the biggest dick in the world?
Scissor Brothers.
I don't want Dr. Phil. I want Adam tonight.
I want Adam.
I want Adam.
I want Adam.
Where's Adam?
Where's Adam?
There he is.
Hey, it's Adam. Hey.
Adam's here.
Did you bring McDonald's?
You really went to McDonald's?
You really went to McDonald's?
Oh, my God.
I just got fries. I got four fries, actually.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Four.
Yeah.
Because I felt bad.
Thanks for remembering me, you dude.
Sorry, bud.
You didn't get him any, did
you? Oh, you didn't get Gerald any?
Yeah, well, you didn't accept my Facebook friend request.
Oh.
I don't want to get into it right now.
You can. If you want to settle some beef with Gerald.
So, it's 2005, and my girlfriend in college had just fucked a cameraman in Reno. True story.
How did you know I was a cameraman?
Yeah, Google it. You know what?
No.
This feels like an intense way to start.
You have to finish the story, dude. You can't.
I think we get into the fries. We'll get into that a little bit later.
But he's coming in hot.
By the way, if there's a guy that says, "Let's get into the fries," they're dressed like you.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hello.
No,
hey. So you're a McDonald's guy.
Can you imagine?
They're medium fries. No, they're large.
Can you imagine him just throwing dog crap at us?
No,
there's
that's
no
fine.
Fries in there at all.
That feels like an Eric Griffin move.
Right.
Ooh. You're coming in hot tonight.
I am coming in hot. Hey, with McDonald's French fries.
Shout
not
out to
the sponsor,
Eric Griffin.
But
he's about to have a kid, you know? So.
Oh, bro. And by the way, any Griff is about to probably be one of those dads that...
Blow up.
That... Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? You think he's going to be an angry dad?
No, he's going to blow up. He's going to get bigger. Since he's a
like put on weight?
No, he's going to get big in popularity, man.
Yeah, Eric's already on his way. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he's on his way.
But I think he's going to dial in. And like last time I talked to him, he was like, I don't know, man. It's, I'm just.
Well, is
and
that
so
your
I go,
personage? Yeah. Keep going.
And so I go, he was like, it's just a lot, you know. And then, but I was like, you're going to crush it, dude. You're such a sweet guy. Mm-hmm. And you go great with McDonald's fries.
Yeah.
Hey.
Sponsor Scissor Bros.
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow.
I'll take one and then pass one around to the group.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Not that we want to eat on the pod, but like
I think we do
I mean,
eat.
We can eat a little bit. We just don't chew into the mic.
Don't chew into the mic.
Because here's the thing. This is the first McDonald's break we've ever
We've never had cookie breaks.
We've done
Let's do a French fry break off the top.
Okay.
Well it's my first time as myself on Scissor Bros, which I'm honored. So I was like, I can't just come empty handed. And I stopped off at McDonald's and there was a young comic in front of me, and he did a little double take. His name is Josh, and he goes. So we chatted for a while, and then we waited together, and then I go, I'm gonna go. I told him, hit me up on Instagram if you want me to help get you up on the potluck at the Comedy Store. He goes, for sure. And then I was like, I'm gonna make this story even cooler for him. I'm gonna go buy his fucking dinner. He just ordered a couple waters, but
that
I pay for it.
Good.
But I pay for it, and then I go get a burger. And then we robbed the place.
Nice.
You just feel a story getting real shitty. How are those fries?
They're really good. They're pretty good. They're
fantastic.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Hot fry. By the way, those are 7 minutes removed from the fucking kajing, kajing.
Mm-hmm.
Are these better? You're not allowed to say that in some cultures.
Yeah.
Well, Steve can say it.
Are these fries better than In-N-Out?
I am not a huge In-N-Out guy. Unless it's in the bedroom.
Hey!
This how you got moments brought to you by.
Do you wanna have a fry and we'll talk while you eat your fries? You know?
Yeah.
So Steve's a huge In-N-Out guy. Giant In-N-Out guy.
Well, I live right next door to it.
So wait, if you never lived next to an In-N-Out, do you think that your whole trajectory of liking burgers and fries would be different?
Great question.
Yeah, because it's so convenient, you know? You're kind of near it too. We're basically neighbors there, Adam.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Jared, did you find
an asshole?
I'm joking, dude. We are kind of neighbors. And we should hit me up when you go to In-N-Out sometime.
You mean that?
Yeah, I really do.
Really?
I've always wanted to hang out more with you.
Really?
Oh, man, when you had your podcast, I was always bummed.
How come you would do the Stevie Weeby show?
Oh, in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. I love Bobby so much, and I met you a handful of times with him and in short circles. And
how'd
then the
you
more,
first meet
yeah,
Steve?
Yeah. Is Bobby, has he always been nice to you?
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear about the history.
Oh, yeah. Well, so I met Bobby at the Comedy Store. I was just starting to come around more. I was doing like a lot of bringer shows in the belly room. And then he saw me upstairs and he goes, "I'd never seen me before." You know, I just started to come around more. I was doing Pollock, but I was getting on more bringer shows and just trying to be around more, but still not a lot. You know, and for any young comic watching, for me, I thought being there three times in a month was a lot. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's
two bringer shows and a Pollock. That ain't shit. So, but Bobby sees me and goes, "Do you think you could crush in the OR right now?" And I'm like, "Yeah." Just trying to fucking, in my head, I'm like, "You don't say no." He brings me down, introduces me to Tommy, the booker at the time. He goes, "What was that?"
Oh, no, I'm listening. I just had a little booker. Yeah,
you're allergic to bad
stories? No, I'm enjoying. No, I love it.
Were you sucking the booger back into your brain?
Kinda, yeah.
Oh, it was
clean
just
slate.
A sniffle.
Yeah, clean yeah. slate.
I love a good, like, mistimed bodily sound effect. Like, you ever been at a show, Jer, and you're like mid-bit and you're maybe building to something. Some guy just goes.
That happens.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they step all over your punchline or something.
Yeah. And it's also just like a weird cough though. It's not like a we're not addressing that. But some guys go like yeah. You have to
address. Is he exaggerating or is that real?
No.
That happens.
Oh, yeah.
That
and
noise.
Jer and I are always, you know, look
we're present.
It, we're gonna not ignore it. Even the sound of you pulling those fries out of the bucket. I'm not into ASMR. ASMR? ADR.
We did one episode AT&T. Here. Yeah, we did one
HPV.
Here.
HPV. ATM.
Mm-hmm. ATM. Mm-hmm. You did an episode of ASMR?
They hated it.
And they hated it.
Well.
Our most disliked episode.
You want to do another one? You want to do one right now?
I'll do an ASMR.
We'll see. Okay. You ready? It'll be this.
They won't hate it when he does it. Go ahead,
it'll
Adam.
It'll be the crinkling of the water and then the opening of the bottle and the gurgle of the mouth. Say that 10 times fast.
Go ahead.
Ready?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Our producer's still eating off screen.
Let him do his thing.
Bro, you just
don't ruin his moment, man. Let him do his thing,
yo,
bro.
You just reminded me when I got arrested. I was too high and I went down the grocery store cookie aisle and opened 30 bags of cookies and took one cookie from each bag. And then I bought a piece of French bread. This 2001 freshman year of college. I was home in Seattle visiting from college up here. Met up with a buddy and his friend. We smoked a gravity bong. Don't do drugs, kids. Opened one, took one cookie from 30 bags of cookies, and then got a piece of French bread and a Diet Pepsi, and the security guards grabbed me, took me upstairs, took all my info, and I was still eating my French bread as they were taking all my info. And they were like, "What are you fucking high, man?" And I was like, "I mean, yeah. Why do you think you're telling me I might be arrested and I'm still chowing down on some fucking French bread?"
Yeah, I'm a little bit high right now.
And then they sent a letter that said, "You're banned from a Safeway for a year."
What?
And I walk home and my mom didn't know I smoked pot. I walk home one day from school, or just in the summertime being home, and she holds up the paper and she goes, "It's got my face on it." So it's like, "Banned for a year." And there was
really?
A whole, there was a voice.
Did it have
thing.
Your mugshot on it?
Yeah. Not mugshot, but just me
but
going.
But did they take a Polaroid or something?
Yeah. Of me with fucking French bread butter and fucking Diet Pepsi juice. Juice.
Soda.
Diet Pepsi soda. Soda.
If you've never had Diet Pepsi juice, you gotta try it. It's really, really good. Yeah. A little too carbonated, if I may say so.
A little pulpy. And so they said, "You're banned for a year." My mom goes, "You're stealing French bread. I'm working four jobs." She's a single mom. "I'm working four jobs so I can afford French bread." And I go, "I was fucking high." Because she didn't know I was smoking weed.
Did you explode dramatically like that?
Yeah, because she was busting my balls. And I go, "I don't want her to think I am just a thief." Aladdin. She's raising Aladdin.
Right.
Street rat. I don't think she...
Just a little snack eyes. Steve? And over one bad guys.
It's time to suck my fat dick so good.
Okay, yeah. That's really inappropriate.
That's too far, dude.
Good grief. Yeah. The guest is right next
Read
to you,
the
Gerald.
Room, man.
I'm still waiting for the ASMR, though. I've been waiting patiently
Here we go.
For it. Okay.
I I added a little extra at the end.
Wait, hold up. That was so fast. That moment was so fast. Can you do it one more time?
No.
No, that moment was so fast.
Put your hands where I can see him, Steve. And yes, that was a jerk-off joke.
Jazz hands. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Adam. So
thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, we love you here, man. Thank you.
No, but Steve, I'd hang out with you if you hit me up. But I always, I met Bobby. He goes, could you crush in the OR? I go, yeah. I go down. Tommy the Booker goes, no, you can't. You can't fucking go up now. You know what? Come around. I don't see you around much. Come around more.
And then Tommy, the guy with the long hair?
Yeah, so I started working there. I go, I'm going to get a job there and do phones and start being around more. I need a reason to be around more. Because he was like, I thought he was going to throw me up, which I'm glad I didn't. I would have fucking bombed. Mm-hmm. And he goes, follow Bobby. Bobby goes, do you think you'd follow me right now? Which, who, you know, Bobby crushes harder than anybody in there. So I would have. So
does he really, though?
Oh, yeah.
Does he really?
He connects and his energy is through the roof. And it just always, yeah.
See, that's respect.
Yeah. Okay. So then I get to meet you a little bit, Steve. Mm-hmm. And Bobby goes, come do this college with me. I couldn't do it. And he goes, I'm going to take you on some gigs. And then we had a good time, hung, and then took me more. And then about 3 years of that.
Have you seen parts of him that you didn't want
to see? I've seen his penis more than I've seen my own penis.
McDonald's french fries.
Yeah.
There's a little yellow in Bobby's pants and in the fries.
Funny.
I want to know how.
That's my favorite kind of comment I do. Yeah. Funny. Yeah, so anyway.
So how did that happen? I want to know the first time. The first time you saw Bob's penis.
First gig probably, Toledo, Ohio. The Funny Bone. He did the lap dance in the big diaper. The only time it didn't work, so Bobby used to close a show, still might, bring in a guy up on stage, do a lap dance.
The ender.
Yep, and then he would start off by like, kind of go, I'm going to feel you out. Would you say the who?
The ender.
He called it the ender, like it's some weird gay Mortal Kombat move.
It's called the ender.
I'm going to finish you.
Yeah, spread your cheeks and call your mom. Because we're going to Toontown.
Oh, God.
So he
did it?
Yeah. You'd always feel the guy out. Go, let me just say you're feeling, you know, rub him around. Uh-huh. And you always get down to here and then just go like that. And all the guys would usually just stay put and not flinch. And everyone would go nuts. And he's in a diaper. And as he says, his body's shaped like a baked potato. Or a scallop or a fucking Funyun or a dildo, whatever he says. And so in DC, where I just was, shout out DC Improv, they bring, Bobby brings a guy up. He's probably a 300-pound black dude. And it's the first time and only time in the 3 years I saw this bit where he goes, I'm just going to feel it out, see how you doing. And big guy, like looked like Patrice O'Neal, RIP, does this and then gets down to here. And the guy goes, you're going to stop right there or we got a problem.
Oh.
And Bobby goes, thank you so much for coming up. Thank you so much. We're going to get some of this. Thank you so much. That's a Bobby move, right?
Thank you so much.
And then everybody starts laughing.
Oh, my God.
It was bonkers, yeah.
So he was reaching for his nuts.
Yeah, because he would do nuts to everybody.
Oh, I didn't know that was a part of the bit.
Were you following the story, Steve?
I was, but I thought that he got naked. I didn't think that he reached for the guy's.
Yeah. Welcome back to.
The hand was down here. That's how he would feel them out as a part of the bit to like before he did lap dance. And then the lap dance he'd slither and sloth all over him. The music was, I want to say Genuine's Pony.
Yeah.
And he was so funny though. That's what I'll say. The dance was so funny. The sexual part of him and his body and like being half naked and doing it on a guy, funny.
Yeah.
But Bobby would like turn around and like do spin moves and dance, and it was just so funny because you're like, it made it feel like you were like maybe for a minute at a weird Korean bathhouse strip club.
Yeah.
Where this was the show. Where was a guy like Bobby that did this? And so you know, and then it's just Bobby who just did it. So it was just the contrast.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Could he still do that now, though? Because we're in a different time period.
I think you could still do the lap dance.
I think he could get away with it. There's some people that might not be able to get away with it.
Let's go down the line. Let's start with women. Yeah. I'm joking. Let's go. Well,
you don't have to name any names.
Brad Williams did it for a little bit.
So now he could get away with it.
But just shirt off, but an LP dancing, there ain't nothing better.
I mean, come on.
Steve, you ever seen a real dwarf?
Oh, yeah.
Up prove close? It.
Yeah.
Prove it. What they smell like?
Good. So good. Musky. Okay. Real good. Okay. Real good. No?
All right. What kind of musk?
Brute. Kind of Brute by Fabergé.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's old school. Yeah.
That's what dwarves wear too.
Yeah, they do. They do.
That's their cologne.
Yeah.
Fabergé,
for sure.
Is actually Fabergé. Where they live. It's the city in the woods.
Is it the city?
Yes.
Okay. That's a good one. Yeah. So Ryan and them were saying that you used to sell cars for Hyundai. Is that true?
This shitty transition was brought to you by Diet Coke. When you're looking to fill the silence,
sorry,
reach for an ice cold Diet Coke.
I'm kind of nervous that you're here because I'm a fan of Dr.
So, okay, something that you should know about Steve, the longer you get to know him and the better you get to know him.
Yeah.
Steve hears fragments of information.
I love that.
And then, yeah. And then
but they
he'll
said,
go
you
with
said
it.
That he used to sell cars for Hyundai.
I did not say that.
He was a spokesperson. Okay, let me... He was a spokesperson, voiceover actor for commercials for Hyundai.
Did a couple commercials, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
So that sounds better.
Right.
So can I rephrase?
Sure.
So Adam, I heard that you were the spokesperson for
nope.
a minute.
Nope, cut. Steve, the line is...
Hold up, let me work through it. Adam, I heard that you did some commercial work for Hyundai,
Adam,
as a spokesperson,
Adam. Could you direct
Adam?
Him and tell him yeah, what's wrong all, with the tone?
Steve. Marty Fabergé. You might have heard of my cologne.
So
it's also a place where dwarves live.
So
listen
to
your director.
Do you want to make it in this town or not, kid? First of all, you're really antsy, okay? You're moving back and forth. You're always jiggling and jangling your pockets. What are you doing? What is that, chew?
Yeah,
how did I know?
I know. I'm getting nervous around you.
Well, guess
Big
what?
Time director.
Maybe you should chew your way out of it.
Okay.
You see what I did there? Play on words. Misdirect. Yeah.
Okay. So do I have a shot at this role?
Let's try the line one more time.
So, Adam,
I'll tell you what the line is.
He just said his name was Marty Fabergé.
Marty Fabergé.
You ever heard of Steven Spielberg?
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. So, Mr.
You ever seen Cool Runnings?
Yeah.
Were you a buck naked at a bus stop?
Yeah.
Well, then this line's for you, kid.
Okay, Marty.
Hey, Adam, I heard you used to do some stuff with cars. And rap on that. Say that and nothing more, nothing less.
Hey,
shut
Adam.
The fuck up, Steve. Boy, I haven't had a tough time directing an actor since Julia Roberts cracked an egg in Pretty Woman 2.
So, Mr. Fabergé, can I
Let
stand
me say
on
action,
my mark,
bitch.
Please?
Let me say action, bitch. And Steve Wiebe for the role of Guy in Corner. Action.
So, Adam, I heard you did some commercial car work for Hyundai.
Now that was a tits.
It was good, right?
You fucking hater! What's up with the hater raid, man?
You lost all of your emotion. You
hold
you
up.
Did.
Give me another shot, Mr. Fabergé.
I
need this freaking role.
Excuse me.
I live off.
Hold on a second. Who's your friend?
Fountain.
Curtis Flambone here.
Curtis Flambone.
Now, if I may, assistant director on set here. Could I?
Would you mind if I step
in? Please.
Okay.
Don't concern yourself with where he's from. Concern yourself with where you're from with your bullshit training. Who taught you how to act?
I've never...
Fred Flintstone?
No, I never considered myself an actor. I'm just trying to get some commercial work, Mr. Fabergé.
All right, fair enough. I like your
mojo.
I did
Sour Starburst.
You did a Sour Starburst commercial?
Yes, sir.
What flavor?
Sour. Lemon.
I don't like your fucking attitude right now, Steve. Okay, hold on to that wing.
Okay.
Let's run it back. Here
okay.
we go. And one more. Give him some notes.
He's
so.
A fabulous actor. I didn't mean to.
Okay, Curtis Fabergé here. Okay. If you will just lift your eyes.
Yes.
Give a little bit more confidence towards the Adam Ray character. Okay? Okay?
and
not look down. And don't go monotone. And don't go cross-eyed. And action.
So, Mr. Fabergé, I heard you've done some commercial work for a car company called Hyundai.
Stop, print, cut. We got it.
Much better.
Okay.
Much better.
Are you having fun, Adam?
I'm having a great time.
Would you really want to go eat with me at In-N-Out Burger?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, but your voice has to go higher when you ask me again.
Would you really
want to? No.
No, do the Chinese voice. If you're going to do the Chinese voice.
Do you know how many episodes he's tried to get me
no,
to do a Chinese voice?
I saw
he's
the episode where Dr.
Chinese
Phil
voice.
Did it. That was fucked up.
Do that
it.
Was messed up, dude.
Was fucked up.
Do the Chinese voice. They want to hear it.
No, I'm good.
Adam, will you get him to do the Chinese voice?
Sure. What? No.
Come on.
Steve, I'll go eat with you if...
Just make him do the Chinese voice once.
I'll go eat with you if you do the Chinese voice in public.
Oh. Really?
Like you have to order it.
And you have to order at In-N-Out.
Wait, you have to. Here's what you have to do. We have to go in.
Oh, I want the double double.
Oh my God, that's.
I want the double double with the extra the animal fr- and animal guess, style.
Guess what, Steve? I need what? You to do that. Oh, no, and then when they bring it out, go. Thank you so much.
What?
And then you drop the accent. So order like that, and then we bring out. Go. Thank you so much.
I would never do that, dude. I'm not burning my own spot. Make him do it.
That's oh, like yeah, my you're second right.
Would yeah, they kick you out? That's burning your spot, bro.
Would they kick you out for doing
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's embarrassing. I would never do that at my spot.
Because some kid named Cameron that works there would go, you do the voice and he'd, you know, treat you like a real person because you are. And he'd go, all right, cool. But then you'd break it and he'd go. So, do you still want the food? You know what I'm saying?
Cameron, who the hell's Cameron?
He probably works
he
at In-N-Out.
He just comes up with stuff like that.
Dude, there's not a white Cameron at In-N-Out.
Dude,
okay.
You are fast. You're fast on the draw. You are a fast man. Up here, dude. I'm learning about you.
Hey,
up here. Wow.
Shut your fucking mouth. I don't know. What would you do? If you pulled two fake guns on somebody as a joke, but they were real baked at the ATM and they thought it was real, what would you say to them? You know what I'm saying? If they were terrified and you're like, fuck, now I should just commit to the bit. What are you saying? If they, you go, oh, wow, this crackhead, this pothead, whoever thinks these are real guns.
Yeah.
What are you saying to just like really make it real?
Go ahead.
To make it real?
Yeah.
Oh.
And give me all your monies off the table.
Yeah, go ahead.
They think that the finger guns are 100% real.
Yes, they're on crack or methamphetamines or ibuprofen.
Are they getting money out of the ATM?
No, they're just loitering.
So you're just scaring a homeless person that's on drugs next to an ATM? Mm. I'm just trying to get the backstory here.
Yeah.
Here, use my mic and do the two hands. You do it. This is improv for you. Just here.
You guys would make a
drop
great
the mic,
combo.
Drop the mic and then use this so you could use the two hands.
Not a bad suggestion.
Yeah. Okay, you ready? Put it right where down there.
Mm-hmm.
Right down there.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll hold it for you.
Okay.
So he's the guy at the ATM, and then you go hold him up.
Okay, so I'm gonna be the guy.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
This is so fucked up.
I was speaking your language.
Oh.
Oh my god, that was a good
You got
voice.
It? Come
oh,
on.
Fuck. That was great.
Level,
that was a
man.
Good ad lib. Okay.
Yeah.
I was I love this.
What did you think? No. What did Adam think that I was doing?
I thought you were taunting the homeless man.
No, he was speaking your
That's
language.
I was like, you're just fucking. I just saw you being dude, like, who cares? Like, oh my God, dude. That's so fucked
I
up.
Like
I can't
that. That
be a part
improv.
Of that.
You like that?
Yeah, that was method acting.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah, that was really good, man.
Oh my God, dude. That's why
really
you can't understand why I was like, this is so heartless. You're just being like,
can you do the whole podcast with that voice?
So fucked up.
Oh my God! No.
That's can a, do that's 5 minutes with
no,
just that voice.
No,
why not, man?
Because
you said let's have fun.
I know it's
this
fun.
This is fun for me when he does stuff like that. It's fun for me.
When you
let me have my fun, Adam. Dude, he's a talented man.
I know.
Let him display.
But do you
his
not understand
talent.
That that's a huge ass to have somebody do that for 5 minutes?
30 seconds.
30 seconds is even kind of a big ass. 5 to 10
seconds.
Oh,
how about we play a song? Have him do a song in that voice.
How about we just do a song and he figures it out?
Okay.
Wait, what's the topic?
I don't know. This is your day. It's your day, so you could do whatever you want. This is your platform.
Hey Siri. Okay, did I wake you up? The fuck? Hey Siri.
Uh huh.
What's the best type of butt plug? Oh, don't tell me you don't. Hey Siri, who has the biggest dick in the world? Hey Siri, when was the penis founded? Hey Siri.
Why is she only saying, huh?
Hey Siri. Hey Siri, how long should you breastfeed?
Adam.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so a song about breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
The song goes out to all the mommies and all the babies and all the baby mommy mommies. One day a long time ago, there was a guy and a girl, they wanted to show the world just how to feed a kid. So they went down to the video store and rented a porno with a whore. Rented a porno with a whore. The mom took out her tit and shoved it in the kid.
In the kid.
And the dad's mouth at the same time.
What?
And that's when the people started to look. That's when the guy put down his book and picked up a bottle of lube. A bottle of lube. A bottle of lube in the store. They had a bottle of lube. A bottle of lube. A bottle of lube in the video store. She was breastfeeding. The kid was food needing. The dad was also needing some bread.
Yeah.
He was making bread instead of sucking his wife's tits.
Sucking his wife's fat.
But the baby went to town on that purple brown nipple. And he sucked all the milk. At least we think that it's milk. Nobody knows if it's milk, because adults don't breastfeed anymore. The American Academy of Pediatrics and the World Health Organization says breastfeed for the first 6 months and up to 2 years or so, depending on if your kid's boner grows. Wow, he's sucking on your tits. Ooh. 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 Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, oh, oh.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Breastfeeding in.
Sometimes you're a lady.
You have to be.
Sometimes you're a man.
If you wanna be.
If you put your brain power, you can. You can feed a baby out of your nipple. You can feed a baby out of your cripple.
You can feed a baby out of your nipple. You can feed a baby out of your nipple. And turn that baby into a man. That's the game plan, Stan. Turn that baby into a man. Give him milk from your titty can. Happy Sunday.
National Breastfeeding Awareness Day.
Awesome. I gotta be honest.
You having fun?
Put that beat.
I like the unsure. Unsureness.
That was fun, right?
That was really fun. The end of that was so fun. And what a funny thing to ask at the end. Also, imagine not doing that for a podcast, but just being in one of our houses, which I feel like we would.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
There was a live piano in there. I've done that with buddies from college. It's the best.
Dude,
where we just, and sit around and make up songs.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine once, we made up a whole musical, Real Baked, with two other buddies in college, in our senior year college. We had a keyboard. One guy grew weed, and two other guys were amazing musicians. We were all in acting class together in college, and we would do that all the time. And it was so fucking fun, dude. And we'd just laugh our asses off.
Yeah.
Just like, whose line is it? But like this, but like real loose.
Yeah.
Just taking turns, like making up
it's
a story.
It's so fun. Yeah. I used to do that in high school and college in the parking lots of Walmart. Yeah.
What college did you go to?
USC out here.
Oh, USC. Yeah.
Scholarship, financial aid, loans. My grandparents paid for, I think, one semester cash, which was like 38.
Damn.
Or maybe 38 a year. It was 38 a year.
38K a year?
Now it's, I think, more. Now it's
50.
Yeah. So this was 2001 to 2005, so 38 a year. And yeah, still. And then loans. My mom got some single mom financial aid grants.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I got some loans with having a pretty good GPA and other bullshit. And then loans and paid it off probably 2015, 16.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, for good.
That's in a dangerous area, though. Like, that's kind of in the hood, though, right?
You say that. Watts is not too, and Compton is like nearby. Yeah. The campus itself is in a nicer area.
Tell him about your Uber drive on the way here.
No, I'm good.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
I'm good. Jared, when you were, I think it was 95. You, Steve, go ahead.
No, it's fine.
My Uber story.
My Uber guy got attacked by a guy on a bicycle.
While he's in the back seat.
Yeah, while I was in the back seat. He goes, "What's up, bitch?" And then he starts like hitting him, and then he like
rewind a little bit.
Okay, so I was in the back seat and I looked to my right and I noticed a guy on his bicycle, and I thought he was talking to himself, and then I didn't know that he was following my Uber driver. So he goes into the middle lane and follows the car, and then he starts talking shit and saying, "What's up, bitch?" And then he starts hitting the guy through the window, and then they get entangled and he accelerates, and I don't know what, it was crazy.
And you heard the bike?
I heard the bike drop, and then the guy got scared.
Bro, I'm so sorry. That's kind of traumatizing.
It kind of is, isn't it? Before podcasting.
Also, think about it. There's a chance that that guy comes into the back seat and starts to have his way with you.
Oh. See, I don't like what you just did there.
Why?
Because that...
Are you texting the guy?
Dude, don't text
the
Uber.
Stop texting the bicycle guy to come over, Adam.
What are you doing, Adam?
Adam, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Dude, that's like one of my fear. Dude, you just like touched upon a fear.
Dude, he didn't know that that was you, and he wasn't trying to get you. So that wasn't that.
But keep going. I want you to keep going on that.
Yeah.
Like, what would you do to me?
So I've gotten into the wrong Uber a few times. And the guys or the gals have freaked out to where I was like, whoa, they've been attacked before. So I'm always, so that's terrifying.
Yeah.
To be in the back seat or even the front seat. And say, isn't it crazy? My mom said, don't get in cars with strangers. I got an Uber probably 3 days ago. And 4 minutes into the ride, I was like, oh, hey, for Adam, right? And he was like,
oh, like, he really did that?
No, he was like, yep. Okay.
Steve left the part out of the story where the guy was so traumatized from being attacked who was driving. He goes,
he put it aside, yeah.
He pulled it aside. He's like, I think I gotta drop you off here, man. And Steve goes, we're so close. Could you just talk?
Because I wanted to get here because of you. Oh. I knew you were coming, Adam. I didn't want to miss it, brother. I didn't want to miss it, brother. I needed to come here for you.
Wait, that was on the way tonight?
That was on the way literally tonight.
Tonight.
He's like, bro, never ask Steve to come console you for anything. This guy's just like, I don't know, man. I thought he was going to kill me. I have a wife. I have 4 kids. I have a new kid on the way. I just found out I lost my job, so I have to go online tonight and try to find something to supplement the income for my kids because I don't want them to raise themselves in a family. Yeah, they're going to raise themselves. There's no way I'm sticking around. I can't do this, man. I can't let my wife and my kids see me like this. Look at me being such a bitch-ass pussy.
Excuse me.
It's not even 9 p.m.
Excuse me?
What's
dude,
up?
Dude, I don't sound like that. Do an accurate voice. Hold up, man. If you do, do an accurate voice. Do it accurate.
Excuse me?
No. A little bit not like that.
What?
A little bit with more adrenaline.
What's up, man?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey,
that guy sounds cool. Hey.
Do it for real.
I take it back.
Hey, excuse me?
What's up, man?
Hey, excuse me. Hey, are you going to drop me off? I'm right there.
Didn't you just fucking hear me, man? I said I was fucking traumatized by the guy in the bike.
Yeah, but do you want 5 stars?
I didn't say that, dude.
I gave him
5 stars. But you and I gave him a good tip.
Did you think about 20%. Threatening him, though?
Oh, that's a good tip for almost being killed.
I know I should have gave him more. Damn,
wow, can you just go?
Now, Frugal Brothers strike again. And again.
And again. Oh, my God.
How much farther was it up the street?
It was. Oh, I don't want to give weird a location.
It just goes across. You just say like.
It was near. Can I say?
Just say.
By the way, off the main road.
No. Hey, Steve. I also said how much further, meaning like yards, feet, inches, and you thought you going 325 feet was going to give away the location.
500 yards away.
That's 5 football fields.
Wow, that's
enough of a walk where you're like, can you?
Yeah, and I'm in a hurry.
The job.
Yeah, you're a solid dude.
Yeah.
And then Adam brought you fries and everything's okay.
Thank you, Adam. Yeah.
Isn't that great? Isn't that, that's life in a nutshell, right?
Yeah.
You almost get killed in the back of an Uber
and then you get podcast.
Fries. You get surprise fries.
Surprise fries.
Dude, that could have been
surprise, surprise.
Yeah. Who's got fries?
Who's got fries?
Surprise, surprise.
Who's got fries?
That's a great jingle, but do you know what I was referring to?
No. No.
You haven't seen this? I'm on TikTok a lot because my wife has watched TikTok a lot and I'll watch the TikToks with her a lot. And this sounds like the beginning to a shitty kid rap. I watch TikTok a lot. TikTok.
Just do it. Commit to it. Commit to it. Commit to it.
I like your mojo, kid. You're back. Marty Fabergé here.
Hey, Marty. Good seeing you again.
Yeah. I'm hiring you for the TikTok kid rap.
I'm okay.
One take. What'd you say in the Starburst commercial again?
I said, they go, Jimmy, come see the baby. And I put the Starburst in my mouth and I did a sour face.
We could use that. Oh, not too sour. You're going to... Yeah, it looks like you...
He's doing the face, guys. This is monumental.
Is that 20 sour...
That's 20K right there.
Was that...
that's 20K right there, brother.
That's a 20K face right there,
That's a 20K facial expression right there, brother.
That's
freaking
go. Now, you look like you were eating a sour raspberry or holding in a shit on the 405 freeway.
They fed us lemons on our last callback. Do you believe that?
No, I don't.
They fed us lemons.
That's not right.
I know.
Oh, to get the...
Yeah, to get the effect.
First, that's actually a great tactic.
And you know why they hired me over the other Asian kid?
Yep.
I heard him talking. He said, hire that guy. His hair's more like Bruce Lee's.
Oh. So he it's said literally his, the luckiest he, thing ever.
Yeah.
Hey,
so your face had
I made
nothing
a good
to do with
face.
It.
No, I'm sure you made a good face, and they could definitely tell
but
the Asian guys
petty?
Apart from their faces.
Yeah, because of the, you know, the side...
You missed something.
You missed it. We'll go back.
Wait, say it again.
What, if you don't acknowledge... No, well, now I have to slow it down and say it.
Slow it down. Slow it down and say it. Say it's me.
Okay, so we'll rewind
say
a little.
Say it to his sour face.
Okay. Say it to the sour face.
You go
like
after
the sour
Bruce
face,
Lee.
What he tells you.
I go, oh, because they could definitely tell the Asian guy's faces apart from...
Oh, that's some low ball shit, bro. You like that, huh? I'll let that slide.
Hey, you did. Your hair does look like Bruce Lee.
It does.
It does.
That's what I always say.
It's wallpaper. Be honest. They're picking wallpaper at the end when they're down to you and not Bruce Lee. Yeah. I once did a commercial. The only commercial I shot was for a Dunkin' Donuts one, and I was the head foreman on a construction site, and they were like 9 hours behind, and it was these breakfast paninis, new Dunkin' Donuts breakfast paninis, whatever it was. That was definitely not the voice for it.
Yeah,
but it was early morning. Like 7 a.m., they're so behind. These are piping hot. They bring out a plate of paninis, and I'm supposed to take a bite, and it's a big, wide crane shot. But they start on me, and like my plan's writing, and then they pan up to my face, and I take a bite, and then they pull back, and it's on me. And this thing was piping hot every fucking time. So the first one they bring me, and they go, start. And I'm holding it. I'm like, oh, fuck, it's so fucking hot. I'm blowing on it. It's not working. I write, action, pull back. And in my head, I hear, you young and doing paninis. And then I go, ha! Cut! I go, sorry, man, this thing's hot as fuck. Cut, dude, come over, try it again, bring another one. They just bring fresh, hot. It's like, did you put them in hell and then bring them here?
Oh, was it cold outside and they wanted the like,
it was
the
like
smoke
a, it was like
off
a
of
summer
the...
10 a.m., so it was a pretty warm.
But did they want to see the steam
yes.
off of it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't they put like a fog machine or something?
Yeah. I don't know. So literally, I did, and I'm not joking, 7 paninis until they finally just go like, all right, let's just wait for one of them to cool down.
Yeah.
So I kept, so there's somewhere out there is a highlight reel of me in fucking, I don't know, 2009 going, fuck! No! Marty Fabergé would have never let this happen. Boom. You know? And man. Just over and over and burn. And the guy and the director came over and told me, like, lock it up, man. Like let's go. Figure it out.
He gave you the pep talk?
Isn't that fucking nuts? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And dude. What did you say? Like when your mouth was like on fire?
Oh, new to the game and didn't want to ruffle feathers. I'm just so.
Oh yeah, you're just trying not to get fired.
Please, man. No, I said, I'm so sorry, man. I go, I'm. It's really fucking hot, and I'll figure it out. My bad.
Oh.
I'll figure it out. So then I just told the little kid. I was like, dude, can you like blow on that over there or something? He's like, there's hot, man. I don't know what to tell you. And I was like,
please, anything.
Yeah, dude, something. I'm gonna lose his job. Like I thought they were about to just like bring in someone else. I was probably one take away from them just being like,
oh man,
get that Bruce Lee looking kid with the sour face to do.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know on my first commercial shoot that there was a spit bucket, so I just kept eating the burger.
over
it was
and
from
over.
McDonald's? Burger.
It was for a car commercial, but I was in a drive-through window, and cool. I kept eating the burger over and over. And then they're like, "Are you spitting these out?" I was like, "Why would I?" They're like, "You spit it out between the takes." I'm like, "Nobody told me that." I've just been eating. I was getting so full off.
You got so sick, didn't you?
Oh my god!
It was gross. By the first five tasted good. More like the ninth or tenth bite of the burger, I'm like, it's starting to taste kind of weird.
Yep.
Was it a regional or was it a national?
A reach around?
It was a reach around.
It was a reach around. Was it regional?
You know what though? If on one of the things that I look back in hindsight on this commercial, one of the buddies was like, "Hey," they're like, "It's totally fine if you don't want to do this, but my buddy's shooting his comedy reel and he needs a shot for his comedy reel. Do you care if he comes up behind you and humps you?" And I was like, I guess not.
This was at the same burger commercial?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And one of the guys for their comedy reel, like did the line, and then he looked at me, and he's like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Jeremiah, the camera wasn't rolling.
Whoa. Yeah,
that's
a real
thing. Fucking weird, man.
Yeah, why would he do that also, on the set of a commercial?
Was there any more context, or was it just like...
It was for his comedy sizzle reel.
He saw nice cameras, and he wanted a shot of him making a crazy face.
Well, he knew a producer or something on it, and so he wanted like a high-quality shot of
him humping a leg? He's like, dude, I want that gig.
A drive-thru employee.
Oh, gotcha.
That's so weird.
It was a weird one.
Are you allowed to do that on set like that? Like side deals?
I agree. I said... Good to go.
You would actually be great in a drive-through movie. I would watch the fuck out of. I mean, look, there's so many movies that you could star in that I could go, oh yeah, that's the vehicle or that's the story or whatever. You know, the kid in the Christian camp back in KC, the funny stoner at the drive-through, the romantic lead. You know, but that hearing that, I go, oh man, you. As a
drive-through comedy,
a single cam, but like you're like, you know, almost like Good Burger, but like grounded,
yeah,
and Half Baked. You know the way that they had scenes. Have you seen Half Baked?
Oh yeah.
Okay, good.
Dude, of course.
People that don't smoke weed see Half Baked. I got to remind myself that.
Do you still smoke?
Are you a fucking cop?
No, just because you brought up weed twice.
Hey. What are you a fucking cop?
Yeah, no. Are you a narc?
No, I'm not a narc because I used to smoke too.
What made you stop?
I got paranoid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got paranoid.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. Not cool. Got it. Yeah, weed's fine. Doesn't do anything to your brain.
So you do smoke still? Yeah. Oh, can you perform on it?
I have. I don't.
Okay.
The probably 9 times I have, 2 were awesome. Where it was like, didn't second guess myself every, because that's, and not even for the sake of doing crowd work. On the weekend, you know, probably 2 out of the 5 shows, I'll bring a drink up, late show probably, take a sip before I go up. I don't like to be impaired at all.
Okay.
Have, for sure. Oh, I've been. I took a video of a set from the Laugh Factory one night just to watch it back because I had buddies in town and I was like going to cancel my spot, but we were close by and they were like, come on. And I was like, all right, I'll just go and figure it out. I wasn't so much that anybody knew. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, I'm not going to go up there and embarrass myself in front of the staff and also waste a spot, you know, and just be, you know what I'm saying? It was just,
sure.
But I went up there and I was like, I think I can, like, this just felt like an interesting challenge. And trying to like, and I got through it. Nobody could tell except me when I watched the tape. And I was like, like slurring a little bit.
Oh yeah, just
only
enough.
But I was doing crowd work and like there was like 5 rabbis in the front.
Oh,
so I was like,
God.
What is it, rabbi night? But it was like rabbi night.
Right.
A little bit of like, but that, but not slurring in a way to where you could tell I was drunk. But if you knew me, you'd be like, oh,
is
that
him a little?
Yeah. Wow. But Stony Baloney, no, because and the one time I was at the Ha Ha, I was probably 4 years in. And I was real baked. And this is most of the times we're just too high to just questioning everything. We don't want to have our wits, all our weapons at our disposal.
Right.
So imagine like, you know, if you're a Mortal Kombat character and they take away your fucking, your windmill or your nunchucks or your, I don't know. If you were a Mortal Kombat character, Steve, who would you be? And then follow up, who would you fuck?
Who's the guy with the blue?
Wrong.
Raiden.
Yeah. Okay.
You'd be Raiden, and then you would Sub Zero.
Yeah.
Sub Zero was a woman, right? Mm-mm. So Raiden had what?
Street Fighters, but let's do Street Fighter instead.
Love that.
Okay.
I would be Blanca.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the electricity.
He's probably my favorite too.
Yeah.
Blanca. Ryu was cool.
Yeah.
But he was like Zach Morris.
You were yeah.
Like, we haven't done any scissors this episode.
Yeah, well, let's get involved. Let's
I get an idea. I got
okay.
A quick way to solve that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to do French fry scissors?
Oh.
Whoa.
French fry scissors.
Join in, guys.
French fry scissors.
Oh, napkins in it.
Okay.
Is that your dip in the.
Yeah. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Are you doing a home along with us?
8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
So something I want to bring up that a friend of Scissor Bros, he's done the show before a couple times. People have loved him on the show. Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil has started
to do his
own live shows at the Comedy Store recently.
Wow.
And
what does he do?
He's just
himself.
He'll try to fix people's problems in the crowd, mm-hmm. and he also tries to help out like one of his friends that come on the show, and then he has a comedian that he'll interview about their life and their career, and then maybe tries to fix something with their life that goes on as well. And cool. it's a really fun show. There's like a few episodes that are already out, mm-hmm. and I think that there's more being made.
Let's go.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah,
it's popping off at the Comedy Store. He does it in the main room.
Mm-hmm.
That room is so cool too.
Yeah,
dude. They're all historic. But that
have
one,
you seen him perform?
Not live.
It's amazing.
But it doesn't surprise me that there's people like that that have been in the TV game for so long that are like, oh, I want to get into the way that Steve-O had gotten to stand up, or mm-hmm. even Dax Shepard did stand up a couple times. But so it wouldn't surprise me if Phil's trying to do, I don't know, he's not doing stand up.
He's not doing stand up, but it's funny enough to be considered stand up. It's cool. Really good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the attitude on the show and the episodes I've seen have always been a little like, yeah, a little jabby.
A little
and like,
hostile. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But he almost speaks in a punchline cadence, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He recently had on Matt Rife on an episode. And before that, he had Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee.
Yeah.
And before that, he had Bill Burr on. So Whoa. He's been getting
those
some
are heavy hitters.
I think I saw an episode with Shanks, too, right?
That was the Bad Friends of Bobby Lee.
Right.
And yeah.
That guy, I ran into that guy Shanks once. And this was probably 2007.
Okay.
Oh my God, at a Guitar Center. And what? He was trying to impress some girl. He'd just gotten out.
Really?
And went right back in, but he was out for like 2 days. And I only know Shanks because of just, you know, I've read the story. Like, you know, there was a time when he was like a highly popularized, you know, felon. And never anything crazy. Like, not like, you know, domestic, like, like he wasn't, or even like sexual harassment. But it was just like funny. Like, I think someone on the news one time being like, yeah, I took all of the diet Kit Kats or something. Or no, or he was like, a puppy ain't a, you know, a hoe's a hole if you can get your nose in. He said something fucking really wild.
Real
that
weird.
Sounds like Shanks. Yeah.
But it was also kind of like poetic. And so he's at the Guitar Center and I was in there trying to just get a guitar strung. And he was trying to impress a girl in the guitar area.
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually not that bad. But he was singing a song about like getting your, like, let me get your pussy wet, or let me, it was like, let me get your pussy wet. Fuck, I forget the words.
Right.
But it was actually
catchy right?
and melodic.
Yeah,
and she
was
all about it. And I was like, oh, maybe he's turning things around.
Right.
But yeah, he's funny. So I'll have to watch that one.
Yeah.
You got to check him out, dude.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of those Dr. Phil. There's Dr. Phil and Shanks, and there's a mm-hmm. bunch of different characters that he has had interviews with online.
So he takes the main stage, right? He's like the main attraction.
Oh, yeah. It's his show. Yeah.
It's a show.
It's great.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
I wonder if Oprah would do stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think?
Well, first of all, Phil, should ask Oprah on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I think Dr. Phil should get Steve Harvey on the show.
Yes.
Wow. Just, yeah, probably knows him. All the hosts
I could
know each
maybe
other.
Put Dr. Phil in touch with Steve Harvey.
Okay.
That'd be amazing.
Should do that. I'd love to see that. Steve Harvey's definitely one of those hosts, too, that's a daytime guy, can riff forever.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
Because Oprah, you don't know if she can riff forever.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think what do you think makes Oprah laugh harder? A fart or a queef?
Her own queefs.
Oh, okay, so no farts.
No. I think she's like, Stedman, no!
No, Stedman.
Oh, she doesn't let him fart at all.
No, not at all, dude. But she Dutch ovens him and puts queefs and farts under the blanket over his head.
Follow up, if you had to play Jeremiah's sidekick in his drive-through movie called Order Up, Steve, would you, and your character was the, Jeremiah was the head manager. It's almost like Adventureland or Waiting, but at a drive-thru. Yeah. I'm serious about this.
Okay.
And it's, you're playing the one of the back fry guys, right? And everyone calls you Bruce Lee. Which I have a friend named Dale Tan, and I call him Bruce. And he looks like Bruce Lee. Mm-hmm. And he's in my phone as Bruce. And it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And he calls me, I don't know, Jew bag. He calls me Adam. So would you rather as the sidekick, remember like in basketball, there was a little bitch, their buddy, you know?
Yeah.
That's not you. But I'm just saying, you have a nickname. Your real name is like Jonas, but everyone calls you Fart, or do they call you Queef? What is your nickname?
Oh, in the Fart.
Yeah. Great name.
Lil Fart or something.
Not even. Just Fart.
Fart Lee.
Not even that.
Just Fart.
Stop talking, Steve.
Okay, Fart.
But just Fart, yeah.
Well, we are already at the challenge, Adam.
I would watch the fuck out of that movie, by the way.
You would?
Oh, my God. I love... like slice of life, like Mallrats is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So a movie to drive through like that, oh my God. Just
Jason
like,
Lee's in that, right? Jason?
Oh, yeah. That's why Waiting's so funny. Adventureland.
I love Waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God. It's also, I bagged groceries at Albertsons for 4 years during high school, and I wrote in this notebook. It's why I stopped doing notebooks when I was in college. Just every story and everything I could ever think of, because I was like, I'm going to write a grocery store comedy at some point, because I just saw I had way too many stories and I just remembered them all, and I was like, I got to get them all down. And then I lost that notebook, and that's why I always email myself now, because I was so distraught.
Yeah.
Remember, Fry. What's the challenge?
All right. So this is called Can You Smell What the Young Rock is Cooking?
Uh-oh.
Challenge. Now, over here on this setup right here, we have six cans of different canned items that you would buy at the grocery store.
Okay.
You have to guess. There's three different whiteboards. You have to guess which can represents each item. Okay? And the loser who has the least amount of points has to drink a cocktail of the six cans, a glass of it, which Ryan will hold up right over here right now.
Start over. I blanked out. I honestly, I'm still thinking about whether Steve's going to be named Fart or Queef. Dude, and then once I saw jars and you're going to have to smell and guzzle, I'm just like, I'm starting to think about how bad this could go.
Ryan, will you re-explain? Maybe you'll do a condensed version of what I just said.
Okay, you have six cans in front of you.
Yep.
You go up, you smell each can, you write down what you think is in the can.
Cool.
The person who gets the least amount of cans right takes a drink from this cocktail mixed of all six cans.
Oh, a drink or just hold it in your mouth?
You have to drink it.
So I'm on a drug called prednisone. Is that going to affect my... It's basically when you lose your voice or something.
Oh, right.
Which is, by the way, do I look swollen and flushed because I feel hot in the face?
No.
Look fine.
Okay, good.
You look good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I know my weight fluctuates, but I feel very...
I think you look great.
Thanks, bud.
I'll give you a deep throat.
Nah, I'm married.
Yay. All right.
So you down to do this?
Yeah. Not really. I don't really feel like doing it. You know what? I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm into it. Let's do it.
Are you down?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, cool.
The fart saved it.
Okay, good.
You can pick them up, too.
Yeah?
Just don't shake them.
I always lose. You're going to win.
Really?
Yeah, I always
Why lose. Do you always lose?
I don't know. I just always lose.
Are you like that in most challenges?
I lose probably 85, 90% of them.
On the show or?
Yeah.
What about outside the show?
I don't know. I lose here.
Like, let's say.
Because Jeremiah's real competitive, too.
Well, let's say that guy at the Uber busted in and said, give me your money or I'm going to punch you in the face. What do you do?
That's I would a have challenge. To fight back.
So you'd accept that challenge?
Yeah, I would.
But that's like a life and death.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Life and death or life or death?
This is actually legit, know, it, very difficult.
It is?
Yeah, I thought it, I was going to do
who
better
this. Who picked these
cans? He did.
Ryan did.
There you
who
go.
Who picked that can?
He did.
Frick, I don't know what, I definitely don't know what some of these are.
You're just psyching us out.
I'm, yeah. Dude, I'm
yeah,
serious.
Yeah, bad
I'm
poker serious. Face.
Yeah.
Where'd you get them from?
Ralph's? Stater Brothers?
See, I don't shop at that store at all.
Yeah, so me neither. That's we go Ralph's and...
Who shops at Stater Brothers?
And dude, they be... all smell so similar, dude.
And feel free to be racist. Who shops at Stater Brothers?
Where I live?
Yeah.
Old white people.
Cool.
Yeah.
Where do you live? Okay. Nice. Old white people. Yeah, they love a
they
good
love
Stater,
Stater Brothers.
Brothers,
yeah. Because
they're like, I love the pie. They always bring it out mm-hmm. at the right time to buy it. Steve, I'll go last, okay? I mean, second.
You want to go second?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because I think you'll be thinking about going last.
Yeah.
I want to add to the pressure for you.
Yeah.
Cool?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Oh, that one. Oh, boy. That one feels like it's most of the cup of...
You should be getting these no problem.
I am a little congested. Now, I'm not going to use that as an excuse.
How's your smell?
I mean, I'm probably a better listener than I am a
smeller.
But don't ask my wife that.
Okay. You're right. You're up to bat, Adam.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
How hard was it? It's
hard. Is it?
Yeah. I can't. It's very difficult. I would say.
Is there music playing over this?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll get out here.
I think that I'm maybe.
Can you taste it?
It's not open very much. Can you open the can? I don't.
It's pretty difficult, dude.
Fuck. Wait. There could come a time in our lives where we're down on our luck and we're somewhere and we're like in the grocery store being like imagine somebody just walks by and they
is
go
that first one hard?
You gonna buy that, sir? I don't know yet. Let me guess what it is first. There's a label on it. Oh, I see you ripped the label off. Oh man, it's like on the tip of my tongue, the tip
dude,
of my nose.
Some of these are really difficult.
Really?
Yeah, because there's so many factors.
Fuck, I'm just, oh man.
I know, there's a couple of them like, I for sure got wrong, but like, I feel like I've smelled it so many times.
So I'm just going in order, okay?
Yeah, that's what I did.
It's that difficult?
Yes.
But there's corn in there, right? There's corn in there?
What?
Please tell me you got corn. There's got to be like...
Shut the fuck up, okay. Steve.
Cranberry juice. Something.
Oh, I should have guessed something red.
Yeah.
Dang it. I didn't guess anything red.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Come on, man. Cherries.
Oh, frick.
Cranberries.
You're so right.
Oh, man.
You're lying.
No, I didn't guess anything
you
red.
Did, then... Wait. Oh, dude. It looks like Adam's going to win.
How are you even projecting that?
I could tell. His confidence, the way how close he's getting to the cans.
He just changed an answer. I don't think he's going to win. Dude. He's about to turn into the ATM meth guy. I'm just smelling all those cans over and over.
Dude,
wait.
He looks like he's about to eat some pussy.
What? If it was a scratch and sniff?
No, because he's licking and he's smelling.
This one's not open enough.
Some of them were difficult for me.
Oh, wait a second.
Oh, he's gone.
I know you've
looked at, you've tried to look at my pad a thousand times.
I know I have not. Oh, it's face down.
Oh, I know, but you're trying to see just
it's
in case.
It's face down.
No, you've tried to see it just a couple times.
I don't have x-ray vision. Relax. Right.
You got all six?
Yeah.
Okay, Steve, you're up.
What do I do with it?
Just hold them. Don't show anybody.
That was way more difficult than anticipated.
Isn't it way harder than you would think?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm going to nail this. This is going to be easy. No, I have a huge nose.
I had to go back and forth a few times.
See what you got, Weeby. Now, Steve is sniffing the can like he's...
Oh, yeah, I know what that is.
Okay, dude, he took a deep tactic with just one constant sniff.
Now, he's using a tactic that has been used in most smelling competitions, where you act like you know what the right smell is right out of the gate, and then you hide your answers. Not so that we can't see what he wrote, so that we can't see his horrifying penmanship.
Oh,
oh, damn it. This is not good.
No,
this is either
way.
Real confidence or...
Boom, bada bing.
Oh, he said boom, bada bing. Not a real catchphrase. Said it early, too. When Steve boom, bada bings, you know what that means.
He just finished early.
He finished early. He came too quick.
Boom, bada bing.
Boom, bada bing.
Sorry.
I'm going to go. Is that cool?
Boom, bada bing.
Yeah, no, I heard you.
Boom, bada bing. That's my cousin's
name. Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. That's racist, but I guess you can say it. Oh. Wait, are you the sour Starburst guy?
Yeah, I am. What about it?
Nothing about it. Why do you talk like a New York guy, but you're Korean?
Because I don't want to, you know, appear stereotypical.
Oh, cool. I think I saw you order McDonald's once.
Oh, yeah. Eat the fries. Ass up.
Yeah, but didn't you do like a really funny Korean voice and then talk normally? What did it sound like again?
You almost got me.
Hey, fuck. Hey, your friend's super weird.
Yeah, he likes smelling weird stuff.
Like, I said he could have one thing out of my fridge and now he's smelling my cans.
Smelling all the condiments?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, do you want me to talk to him? Or?
No, it's cool. He looks like he's like has on a mission, and I'm all about like missions.
He lives in a tree.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. He's dressed like one of those tree people.
Yeah, yeah. I've talked to him about it, but he refused to wear anything else.
Oh God, what was this one?
Oh, sorry. That was my.
Oh.
That was my
Oh.
What's the least filthy thing I could say here?
Sorry, I have a test coming up, a drug test.
Oh, yeah, that's
and,
what it was.
I stored my pee in the fridge. It's actually my friend Jennifer's pee.
Have you ever drank real pee before?
Well, you know, not on purpose, but on porpoise I did.
Oh, my God, bitch. Sometimes drinking pee is like almost, it's better than Ozempic. They say that.
Really? It's good for weight loss?
Oh, my God. You remember Brett Butler, the actress?
Of course I do.
She was on Grace Under Fire. She like, what does it smell like?
Are you all done?
No.
T minus 5 seconds.
Five.
Four.
Three. Hold up. No. I didn't do that with you guys.
Okay. T minus 15 seconds.
T minus 15. 14. 13.
12.
12.
Sure 11.
11. 10.
9.
9. 8.
7.
7. 6.
5.
5. 4.
3.
Hold on, man.
2.
1.
5.
6,
9,
okay,
12,
done.
4. All right. Okay, have a seat.
Okay.
We're going to do these.
Okay. Oh, shit.
You're good.
Okay, sorry. Okay, let's go.
All right. For number one, Jeremiah, what do you have?
Beef stew, like a beef soup.
All right, Adam?
Mayo.
In a can? Okay. Steve?
Fuck
mushrooms.
You.
I have mushrooms.
I thought this was a safe space.
The correct answer is mushrooms.
What?
Yes!
Fuck, one point for Steve.
It's one for me.
Oh. All right, number two.
You can get canned mushrooms.
Me neither.
Jeremiah, number two, what do you got?
Ravioli.
All right, Adam?
I put tomatoes.
Steve?
Tomato sauce.
The answer is tomatoes.
Yes.
That's wrong. Ravioli is not a tomato.
Yes.
I know, Adam.
Yes. Dude, I have a chance.
You've got two of them right. Of course you have a chance.
Yeah.
I'm biffing this.
Yeah.
All right, number three, Jeremiah.
Chili.
Adam.
Pickles.
Steve.
Baked beans.
The answer is asparagus.
So none.
None. Nobody.
Yeah.
Circle gets a square.
Yeah.
All right. Number four, Jer.
Baked beans.
You always say it's like someone's holding a gun to your asshole.
Adam.
Like somebody brings it. Hey. I'm killing your family. Or tell me what's in your pantry.
Baked beans?
All right. You live another day, toots.
What do you got, Adam?
For
got
what?
Number four.
Tuna.
Okay, Steve?
I have green beans.
The most correct is actually Jeremiah, because the answer is red beans.
Okay, so I get the point?
Yeah, we'll give it
to you. Yes!
Damn. You said chili? Oh, you said baked beans.
I said baked beans.
Yeah, damn.
That's close.
Okay, cool.
That's closest to $1 without going over.
Right.
All
right,
Pete Bob right, Parker.
Number five, Jeremiah.
Corn.
Okay, Adam.
Olives.
Steve.
Cranberries.
The answer is beets.
Oh.
That's where the red comes from.
What's our tally going into the last answer?
Steve has two, and you each have one.
Okay.
I really don't want to drink this cocktail.
I'm leaving through the wall, Looney Tunes style, before I drink that fucking
so I can't
period
lose.
Blood.
Correct. Jeremiah, number six.
Dog food.
Okay, Adam.
Corn.
Steve.
Corn.
The answer is corn.
Oh, I won! I think you lost.
3-2-1.
I know Steve, I lost. I can do simple math.
Get the drink, dude. Get the freaking drink. Hey, forget about it. Drink the drink. Hey.
Kid,
hey, Paulie, get the drink.
It's Marty, but we'll take it. Oh, boy.
Forget about it. Bottoms up, kid.
So, just refresh, it's a combination of tomatoes.
All six of those.
Olives, red beans. Corn.
Asparagus.
Asparagus and mushrooms.
Beets.
You shouldn't have smelled it.
I know that.
That was a mistake, dude. That thing's
you
should have
just
bad.
Yeah. Done it. You should do this and drink it.
That's scissor birds, we can't do that.
Okay.
Wow.
That's fine.
This is, wow, that's legendary what
up.
You just said back.
We can't do that on
okay,
scissor
that's
birds.
Fine.
I mean, you could.
You could, but yeah, but it's up to you. Sail away. Sail away.
Want to play a little song, Steve?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Just let him drink it. Yeah. Don't drag it out.
Okay.
How much of this do I have to drink?
There's no one's making you finish it. I'd say take a big swig. Or what do you think? Or a sip? Or one sip? That's good.
But dude.
That's good. That's good.
You didn't even do it.
I'm gonna throw up watching you.
Oh, dude, it's okay.
I wanted to come in. Because Steve was like, you're such a bad loser.
Adam, why don't you plug some of your stuff? Look at the camera, your show dates and stuff.
I'll be all my tour dates are at adamraycomedy.com.
Yeah.
Subscribe to my YouTube channel for the Dr. Phil live shows. I'm dropping a documentary. December. When does this come out?
A week from Friday.
Great. December 23rd. I'm dropping a documentary on my YouTube channel called Doug. It's about my friend who was jumping in to save somebody who was pretending to drown in a pool when he was in college, and he broke his neck and became a quadriplegic, and then got on the cover of a Wheaties box and set the world record for gold medals for the Paralympics, and became a lawyer. And it's an inspiring, crazy story. It's on my YouTube channel. Check it out. It's called Doug. Dr. Phil Live podcast about last night. Tour dates, AdamRightComedy.com. And I think that's it. And God bless you guys. And I love the show. And I truly am honored to be here. And I'm giving you one more scissor for the road.
Shimmy on door, JeremiahWatkins.com for tour dates. Minneapolis, Minnesota, St. Petersburg, Florida, Tacoma, Washington, Huntington Beach. Every second Tuesday of the month is Stand Up on the Spot live at the Comedy Store. We got an episode with Adam Ray coming out very soon.
Ooh, I can't wait.
YouTube.com/@StandUpOTS.
Thank you, everybody, and watch
Kwamu Puer Eternos at StevieWeebyBandcamp.com.
Love you guys.
Bye, guys. Thanks for coming. Bye.
Love you, Adam.
I love you guys. That was so fun.
Round one. Fight.
Scissor Brothers!
Hello? Is anyone still there? It's your pal, Gerald, and I think Adam Ray is about one of my favorite people to sit over here next to me in this dang corner. I absolutely love that guy. And I fucking love Dr. Phil. You should check out all those episodes on Adam Ray's YouTube and all the Jeremiah Wonders that Dr. Phil stopped by on Jeremiah's YouTube. It's some fun fucking stuff. Sorry, my throat is bad too this episode. I'm on prednisone too because I've been cack-cacking too many girls, if you know what I'm talking about. But hope you guys are well, and I hope you have an awesome 2024. We'll see you soon. Love you. Bye.
Breastfeeding, baby.
Breastfeeding in.
Sometimes you're a lady.
You have to be.
Sometimes you're a man.
If you wanna be.